Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the 5th chapter of the book of Hebrews, verses 1 through 10. And it says, "Every high priest chosen from among mortals is put in charge of things pertaining to God on their behalf, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is subject to weakness. And because of this, he must offer sacrifice for his own sins as well as for those of the people. And one does not presume to take this honor, but takes it only when called by God, just as Aaron was called. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed to by the one who said to him, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you.' As he says also in another place, 'You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.' In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek." This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, we do come before you this day just thanking you, Lord, for who you are in our lives. For just allowing us, Lord, this time that is at hand to open up our hearts and our minds, to be willing, Lord, to serve you when you call, to be willing, Lord, to give when you ask us. To be willing, Lord, as Vicki said this morning, to do an act of kindness just because. So, Lord, this day, we just thank you for that. We thank you for your word, and we ask now that you just allow the meditations of my heart this day, Lord, to be acceptable in your sight. For it is truly in your name that I do pray. Amen.